talk? Are you busy? No? Okay, good. Maybe we can just sit on your bed or on the floor. Wouldn't that be okay? Okay. You know, you have such a cozy, comfy-looking room. I mean, it's a little bit messy, yeah. And I'd probably change some of these posters. And the lighting's kinda, but, you know, you should really get me in here to just redecorate the whole thing. And it'll help me take my mind off everything, you know? No? You like your room the way it is. Okay, well, fine. It's your room. Up to you, but you know I'm always right. Or at least defiantly wrong. Oh, you like that about me. Okay, well, that's sweet. Thank you. You know you're always too nice to me. I'm not sure I deserve that. Okay, let's just sit on the floor. I can see your bed is just way... You know, I'm not gonna touch it. There's just so much. You can just put some cushions behind us, like... You know, just to be a little bit more comfy. So how's that? Are you good? Okay. No, just making sure. God, I mean, I come in and intruding in your room, make you listen to me talk, and, you know, check in on your comfort. Okay, so, what did I want to talk about? Well, I guess I'm just feeling a little bit lonely right now. I don't know, really. My emotions are a bit mixed up, I guess. You know that I broke up with my boyfriend last week. Yeah, I know you don't really like him, but I thought he was okay. I mean, in the end, it was me that broke up with him, yeah, but I still feel kind of upset. I don't know why. I guess I miss him a bit. Or at least I miss having someone to be close to, you know? Just to talk about nothing. Talk about nothing and still everything. I miss that. Oh, I can rest my head on your shoulder if I want. Okay, thanks. I like the way you're stroking my shoulder. It's nice. Feels really good, you know? It's just exactly what I need right now. You know, the relationships are so weird, aren't they? They're so complicated. There's so much talking and drama and arguments and texts and... You never know when you can stop pretending to be someone you're not because you think being that person will make the other person happy. But really, the only thing that matters is being able to be close to someone, not even having to talk. Just knowing that the other person completely accepts you and is perfectly content just to sit with you and enjoy your physical contact and just make you feel good. It's like carving out a little space in the universe where everything is okay and no one ever expects anything more from you than what you can give. It's like there's this kind of way or special quality to those moments, don't you think? I guess it's kind of like a shared meditation or something. Does that make any sense? What? I talk too much. Okay, I take back what I said. You're so mean. Fine. I'll shut up. And I'll just sit here, resting my head against you. Deal? Good. You know, I can't help noticing that, we have, shall we say, a developing situation? I mean, I don't care, I'm just curious. Have I done something to you to turn you on? No. What did I say? I'm not judging you. I just hope I wasn't making you feel uncomfortable or anything. I can leave if you want. I honestly didn't mean for anything to happen. Nothing like that. Really? Thank you. I don't have to rest my head on you if it feels really weird or anything. I'll just sit here next to you. I'll keep my hands to myself, I promise. Yeah. I think you're right. If I just left now, that would make things uncomfortable, because really it's not that big a deal unless we make it one, right? Like, I don't even care. It's just something our bodies do. And I guess when there's a girl that close to your body, it's just like, oh, better get ready in case some sex stuff happens right now, right? Typical guy mentality, probably. Oh no, I'm just teasing you. I mean, honestly, it must suck for guys. Like, you really can't hide it, you know? There's just not much you can do about it. So, I definitely sympathize. I mean, never mind. You want to hear what I was gonna say? Fine. But don't blame me if I make things awkward. Again. Well, when I was looking, I kind of felt something. I mean, I'm not saying I was getting wet or anything, but I definitely felt something, like primal sense of satisfaction that I can make this happen just by being close to you. It was like your body was giving me a compliment, and my body wants to say thank you. Is that too much information? Okay. I'm glad we can talk about this like adults, you know? You don't mind if I stay a while? Okay, great. I just want to say I really appreciate that. I wouldn't want to make anything uncomfortable between us. And I like being here with you. Just, we can sit here and talk, you know? Or just be quiet and think or whatever. I have another question, since we're being honest with each other. It's pretty obvious that you're still, yeah. So I was wondering, does it feel like, I don't know, does it feel uncomfortable? In your erection, or does it feel kind of good? Or would there even be a difference? So kind of a warm sensation, like it's about to get sensitive and start throbbing. That sounds nice. So I guess that's kind of good then. Do you want to ask me a question? Yeah, okay, fine. I'll decide whether or not to answer, but yeah. Do I feel anything? Well, I guess that's fair after I asked you, right? But, don't blame me if I give you too much information or anything, okay? Are you sure you want to know? Okay, you're sure. That was a quick response. Oh, fine. Okay. Let's start here. My nipples. I don't know why I'm pointing. You know what nipples are. So basically, they're getting a little hard, I guess. I can feel them stiffening against my bra. I don't think you can see it through my shirt yet, though. What else? Well, my heart is kind of beating a little bit faster, I guess. And I know I said I wasn't getting wet or anything, but that is no longer accurate. You know, I wish you can see her face right now. There's like 5 different expressions trying to compete for the same amount of face. Okay. My turn. So, I feel one more thing. I'm feeling like this need, and I don't know where it's coming from, but it's definitely there, and it's getting stronger. It's like my whole body is telling me that I need to see it. So I guess my question is, can you show it to me, please? Yeah, I'm sure. Honestly, I'm trying really hard not to beg right now. I don't know what you're doing to me, but I just need it. I really need it. Please show me. Oh, wow. That's a perfectly acceptable tick. I mean, good job, I guess. No problem there. Okay, apparently I can't even speak coherently anymore. Basically, I just want to say, you have an amazing. I'll talk about incoherent. I could barely hear that mumbled thank you. let's be honest, really, that there's just no elegant way to compliment someone's dick. I did my best. What now? No, don't put away just yet. I mean, if you don't mind, I don't want you to. Okay, this might sound kind of weird, but like I said, I don't know where these feelings are coming from, but they're really, really strong, and right now I have this really strong kind of overwhelming desire, and basically what I want is to just put a little bit of my wetness on your dick. Just using my fingers just a little bit. If you let me. You do. I'll just put my hand down and oh God, I'm really sensitive right now. Kind of really, really wet. So just gonna move a little bit closer to you, okay? Are you sure you want me to do that? I really need it. So, just gonna gently touch you with my finger, okay? On the head of your dick, I just wanna draw a little line across so I can see my wetness on you. I saw the way your dick kind of throbbed when I touched it. Your whole body flinched and I barely touched you. That just makes me feel so good. It feels so powerful to be able to make you do that with just the slightest touch. Can you see that, pre-cum? I'll be really gentle and I'm just gonna use my finger to swirl it around that, okay? Tell me if it gets a little bit too intense. I love pre-cum. So beautiful, it's just so clear and slippery. What? Oh, don't be so naive. It's not like I'm a virgin. I've seen pre-cum before. But I like yours the best. Does it make you feel better? Oh, you're not even paying attention to me anymore. I guess it just feels too good. Because all you're doing is breathing heavily with your eyes closed. Oh, and your mouth is open. And honestly, it just looks so hot to see you like that. Just like touching you. Can you open your eyes for me? Can you see my lips? My finger to put some of your pre-gum on, like it was lip gloss. Is it just me, or is that just the most insanely sexy thing? Like, I can feel it on me, and it's making my whole body ache. It's crazy. I know that if I just move my tongue to lick my lips, I could taste you. And I want to. I really want to. But I need you to tell me it's okay. Because I need to know you want this too. I don't want to do this just for me. I need you to beg me to taste you. And I'll do it. Please. Yes, tell me. Tell me again how much you want it. Please. Oh, yeah. Do you think I look pretty? Taste it. It's gonna taste good. I think so too. I want it. I want it so much. Oh, I need it. Please, can I taste it? Just let me taste you, please. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You taste good. You taste like you want me. And I want you more. Can I use my lips this time? I mean, instead of my fingers, just put it on. Just really gently. I'll just kiss that. Okay. Like that. Oh, you're making more pre-gum for me. Thank you. Can just see it throbbing all by itself. The head is all wet and glistening. And I can see how it's turning red like you're gonna go. It's beautiful. So I'm gonna ask you a question. And I want you to look into my eyes, okay? Because I can't. I want to know if you can think of any good reason why I shouldn't just use my tongue and wrap my lips around your head and make you come. I want to. I'm right here, and your cock is so close to me, and I can tell you're close to coming, and I can't just not let you come now. That would just be so mean. And I kind of want to know what you look like when you come. Is that weird? I mean, yes, it's weird. But that must be pretty hot too, though. I mean, to think of you coming for me. I can't think of anything else right now. And I don't mind if you come in my mouth. If you like. If that would make you feel good. Because I think it would make me feel good. I mean, there's really nothing I can think of that I would want more than that. Just to taste more of you. Don't answer yet. Just think about it. I'm getting really wet, you know. I feel like I should have just let you know. I don't know. Guys like it when I tell them that, but it's true. Do you mind if I touch myself a little? Good. Those little mounds you're making, they're so cute. I'll take that as permission, as a yes. I'm assuming you've been thinking this whole time. So can I use my mouth to make you come? Please. I've done it before, you know. I mean, with other guys, they seem to like it. You know what'll make you feel good? So good. Yes. Oh god, yes, thank you so much. But you need to look at me. I wanna look in your eyes when I put my mouth on you. Please. So you know your sister's sucking your cock. I'm teasing. Watch me. I'm just gonna lick you with my tongue first, okay? Sorry, okay, I'll go slower. I just got excited. can think of right now is my pussy is throbbing and I need you in my mouth. I need a... I don't want to live in a world where I don't have your cum in me. I don't think I can deal with it. No, please. Oh, God, I really need it. Think I'll come if you do. I'm almost shaking. I just need to feel you and hear you. Now listen, I guess this is really important. I'm gonna wrap my lips around your cock, and I want to see you use me until you come. And I need you to look in my eyes when you do. And you can put it all in my mouth, okay? Just let it shoot into me and I'll take it. I'll take it all. It's gonna make me feel so wet and warm and soft. And you're not gonna be able to take it for long, but that's okay. Just give it to me when you're ready. Out of my mouth. Yeah, I came. Oh, I came for you. And then I felt you filling my mouth with your gum. I hope you don't mind that I swallowed it. It just felt like what I wanted to do. Is that weird? No? It's insanely hot, okay? Well, I'm glad you liked it so much. Yeah, I thought you would. Can I rest my head on you? Yeah, I'm back there now. Thanks. Yeah, it feels good. The way you stroke my hair like that. It's the best feeling when I'm still throbbing a little and feel all flushed and happy and safe. And I have the satisfaction of knowing I made you come so hard. Yeah, tell me about it. It's still on my lips and I can taste it. Seriously though, That was crazy. So what, have you not come for like a week or something? I could barely swallow all that, God. Then when I took you out of my mouth, I still managed to get some on my top. I mean, look at that. I'm not complaining though. Shh. Gosh. I just didn't expect that. It was a compliment. I like the way you're stroking my hair, but I think it would feel really good if you used that hand to touch me, like a little somewhere else, maybe. What? Oh, you want me to say that? Is that like, is that what you like? You want me to beg for it? Does that turn you on? Fine. Okay. Oh, please, kind sir. I would really like it if that wonderful hand of yours would touch me ever so gently on my throbbing, wet, sensitive little pussy. Please. Oh, please, it would feel so good. I'm just... I don't. Okay. No, you're silly. Silly, but I want you to touch me. Just gently. I don't need you to fuck me with your fingers or anything. I want to feel your fingers running over it. Like you're doing with my hair. No. Okay. Oh. Yeah, like that. That's still sensitive, so slow it down a little bit. Oh, perfect. Oh. Rest my head against you and we can talk like that. I'm not gonna complain. Just wanna lie here. And you just touch my pussy like that. Just tease me a little bit. For the next few minutes or hours or days. Oh. this is a pretty personal question, but I figure it might as well, right? But do you usually come that much for, other girls? Yeah, I know, it's kinda silly for me to worry about personal questions when yeah, we're like this. But you know what I mean, right? Really? It surprised you too. No, I'm not teasing you. It just feels really good to know that I made you do that. Like, a real sense of accomplishment, right? Oh. You know what, though? Maybe I'm not too sure I'm ready for you to do that to me yet. Maybe next time. I mean, if you want there to be a next time. Okay. I can tell from your expression that you definitely want there to be a next time. I'll take that as another compliment. Just need to process what we just did. Honestly, I should feel weird about it, but it just felt so right, you know? Like, I feel I'm in this state that I'll just say yes to anything with you, and we'll be having sex, and I'm not sure a condom is gonna be there to save me from that crazy amount of cum that you shoot in me. What? You don't think you have that much left? Maybe not, but I'm not taking any chances. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm glad I can make you laugh, even if it's not on purpose. Because really, sex is such a fun and crazy thing, but it's nice to feel so comfortable with you that I can give myself to you, and I know you really appreciate it, and you appreciate me. I'm not pretending around you. Like, I can just tell you what I want, and it makes me feel good without worrying about what you think of me. Because I know you think I'm special. You tell me that all the time. Oh. And you show me it. And you can keep playing with my pussy. You don't need to keep avoiding my clit, though.